listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show.
Hey fans, as you know, Bing is for doing it, and I'm here doing another AfterBuzz TV show for 90210. Season 4, Episode 17, Babes in Toyland. I'm your host, Nicolette Gaona. I am going to start this episode out with Naomi and Jen, because this was the highlight of the whole episode. For me, anyways, I really enjoyed their shindig, and it's always sisterly love and fighting at the same time. We started with Naomi, basically the whole thing of why she and Jen is always competitive is because she's obviously wanting to be more successful and basically making her sister proud. When it's really hard to make Jen proud because Jen, all she cares about is money, 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 and boys, and then money. And it's really hard to get through Jen, as we can tell in this episode. Basically, you know, Naomi was trying to set up her own event for this book company, and just Jen kept on getting in the way, and obviously karma is a bitch. And basically slapped Jen in the face when she was trying to go after almost Naomi's boss for an event that she was going to plan, end up coming and finding out that he has a wife, and definitely lied to Jen. And I feel bad for Jen because I feel like she does need true love, and I feel that one day she could earn it if she turns her values around a little bit and maybe isn't all about that money. But I guess money does make the world go round.
While we're talking about money, sweet Nicolette,
yes,
I just want to talk real quick about, you know, we don't charge anything for our iTunes. You know that, right? We don't charge.
Right.
We do these podcasts, you know, people like yourself, busy entertainers, you know, you work in like six jobs. And the only thing that we encourage for all our iTunes fans is to go onto our page and legitimately just comment, rate us, because we put in the work, we put in money over here for you.
Yes.
Fans of 90210. Like, honestly, is that too much to ask for, Nicolette?
No, you know? Please comment. And I mean, like I was just talking about money, it's free. Just go to the page and either download the podcast, comment. I really want to know what you guys feel and what you guys want to know more about my opinions on 90210. If you want me to say more opinions about another character or something like that, just let me know. Be like, hey, what are your thoughts on this? And I will definitely get back to you the next episode that I do. And I definitely want to read your comments. Even if you hate my comments or love my comments, I want to know what you guys think. So definitely go to our iTunes and download,
comment, yes. rate Nicolette a 5, or if 1 out of 5, rate her a 10.
1 out of 5, yeah.
Yeah, she's worth the 10, because really, to sit here and do 90210 on your own, but I think, like, you don't have a problem with that.
I really don't, because you know what? It's my opinions, and I love my opinions, and if I had somebody else to do opinions with me, well, they wouldn't as be great as mine.
I did try to watch the show today, but we worked so hard over here at AfterBuzz, so I've only seen the first 5 minutes when the two sisters got mad at each other.
Right? See, it's
and
always
that's like
a sister.
An ongoing thing for them, right?
Ongoing. Every time it's ongoing.
Whose side do you take?
Honestly, I love Naomi, so I have to take Naomi's side because Jen is just a little crazy. She's always crazy, especially having to go after billionaires and wanting one for her husband. Like, she needs to get over herself and just go back to Paris where she came from because that's where she was visiting from. But like we said, basically at the end, she didn't get a man, but they brought each other closer together because she agreed that, you know, Naomi really does make her proud, and because Naomi has great friends and she has a beautiful house and she's trying to start her own event company. And I feel like the mistake, though, where Naomi came was telling her sister to join her in her event planning, because I don't think that's a great idea. Every time she tries to get her sister involved, it's just like a hot mess. So no props to Naomi about that one. Merging into, let's try Annie. As we know, Preston Hillingbrooks was the guy for the last episode that we watched. He was in the charity. Basically, I love Annie because I love how she's so humble about the money and really wants to, you know, really earn the money that she got in the trust fund and all that great stuff. And I feel like, you know, this Hillingbrooks guy is just totally getting in the way of that. Totally wanted her to be selfish about her money and buy all these things. And I understand where he is trying to get her to be more comfort with the whole fact that she has money. But I feel like for her to be comfortable about it, it's not to just spend money on a $30,000 bag. I mean, that's just quite ridiculous. I mean, at least she's smart about her money. You know, this guy's just really trying to make her spend all her money. But at the same time, I do understand. I think, though, there could be a possible hookup between Preston and Annie, which I feel would just be an amazing hookup. I mean, he's so beautiful and she's gorgeous and they'd be perfect together. So I can kind of tell when they, you know, get into it, you know, and but at the end, you know, he wanted to basically go along with the plan. They wanted to do a charity for purses, which I think is fabulous because Annie has great style and I think she would come up with some great purses. I would definitely buy one of the purses, but that's just me. I don't know if I really like the fact that she's going to pair up with him per se, but we'll see where it goes. And hopefully maybe she can find love out of this triangle if Naomi and her sister Jen doesn't get involved, which we'll talk about in predictions because I definitely have a lot to say about that. And one other person who I have a lot to say about is that damn Vanessa girl. I'm telling you, I have not liked her from the beginning, and I still do not like her now because I am right about this whole Vanessa girl. I mean, she's definitely trying to ruin Liam's career. She's definitely not the person she says she is. She's sleeping with a guy to get Liam a role. I already know that's where it's coming. And then Liam's going to catch her in the act with this old man trying to get, you know, her so-called boyfriend, Liam, a gig with the movies, which he's been wanting this whole time, and he's not even getting it through his freaking, charisma.
Talent.
Because he sucks at acting. His talent is horrible. I mean, he's supposed to be an actor in 90210, but then, like, he has this,
You're talking about Liam?
Yeah.
He gets a lot of lucky breaks, though, don't you think?
Because his girlfriend is sleeping with the guy or setting him up for something.
Oh, that was something about the pool where he was thrown in and
yes.
It was, like, low-key to make him feel good about himself or something.
Exactly. And, you know, she's really trying to make him feel good, but at the same time, she's not being the person she is, and he's definitely not getting these movie roles because of his talent, because he's a horrible actor, even though he's acting on 90210. It's so confusing. But he really sucks as an actor.
Are you calling the character bad at acting?
Yes, or the character. The character. He's horrible at acting. You know, and like Vanessa's really just getting him these jobs because she's being a whore. That's really what it is. I really don't like Vanessa. And I swear, if I ever meet Liam, I'm really going to go in about his so-called girlfriend on the show because I just do not like her. And she needs to stop being his manager, really, and she needs to start being his girlfriend. You know, there's like girlfriends who get in the way of their man's career, and she really needs to step back and be like, okay, you know what, have someone else take control. And that's why I have a really issue with her, because she's really trying to get in his business. She's trying to mess up his whole career. I mean, what kind of, you know, that's not even a job doing, like, the extra stuff. I mean, props to all the people who do extra work. You know, I even did it for a little bit, too. But, I mean, if he's trying to get somewhere big, I guess he can start little. But he already had a big ad, so that should just work out for him.
That's a nice, strong opinion. And, you know, going to iTunes, people should give opinions to our AfterBuzz show. Just saying. But here's my thing with Liam. Like, he doesn't try very hard. So I don't know how aggressive and how ambitious he is. So for me, it's like, when good things happen to him, that's cool, but I need passion with any entertainer.
No, and I feel that. I feel like he wants it really bad. Like, I honestly feel he really does want it, but he's just really horrible. Like, he is very shy when it comes to being on the camera. He doesn't have the potential. I mean,
the it factor? No, he doesn't.
He has a nice body. Okay, that's his it factor, is his body. But his skills are just a 1 out of 10. He just needs to not speak and just be in front of a camera. He really does. He should just stick to modeling and not try and act.
That's why the print ad worked good for him.
Exactly. So that's my take on that whole Liam and Vanessa thing. I swear, she's going to something. I just hope something happens to her. I just really hope something happens to her. And
like what?
Not like that she dies or anything, but I just hope she gets caught in the act. She's using all these different names, and she's like totally using all these guys to have Liam have his break. I mean, that's pretty desperate for that to happen. There's obviously something involved. Like, she's getting money from it or something. We're going to figure that out later. Oh, and I hated the fact that she set up Adriana and Dixon. Like, who does that? Who goes behind their friend's back and her boyfriend's best friend's back and totally sets them up with sending them over to another meeting when they're supposed to be at the real one, which she took that guy into the hotel. I'm sure that's what she did. I mean, she was over there acting single and everything like that. But she totally screwed up over Adriana and Dixon, which I'm just not even happy about, I swear. And Adriana, we'll talk about that in predictions, but she will go in on this Vanessa girl because I just do not like her. And she needs to get karma. Karma. That's all I'm saying is karma. Going into Adriana and Dixon, I'm really liking them a lot. I feel like, you know, them working together is awesome. I feel like, though, Adriana really takes things that Dixon says very seriously and just messes up, like, especially quitting her job. Like, who does that? Just because of one meeting, you're going to quit your job. Like, come on, girl. You need to get it together. And they're really cute, though. Their music is good. I was kind of like worried about them at first, you know, but I think they work really, really well together. And I really hope Adriana goes after Vanessa because she definitely screwed them over. And that's pretty much about them. They just doing their music thing. I really like them. I really don't have an issue yet. So when I do, I'll for sure let you guys know. So you guys keep it up with iTunes, you know, downloads. We're going to keep on doing that all night tonight because we encourage that here at AfterBuzz TV. Let's go into, I really like Silver tonight. Silver, I feel for her with the whole genetics thing and breast cancer, but I feel like she definitely shouldn't slack on that, and I really feel like she really needs to figure that out, and, you know, before she goes to NYU, which I hope she sticks with NYU. I know she's helping out with Liam's doing, like, the PA job and everything like that, which she is totally good at, because as we saw in, like, the last seasons and episodes, she always did well with the video editing and being involved in the camera scene and, you know, doing all those background things that they do with editing and film and everything like that. So PA job would be awesome for her. So I'm really glad.
Break down. What's the cancer thing?
Well, the cancer thing, basically, you know, she went to the doctor to get a checkup, and her whole family had breast cancer.
Yeah, the mom died, right?
Yeah, her mom died,
Kelly Taylor's mom, or her mom, too, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, but it was, like, her grandmother, her mom, so, like, it's generations down, you know? But I'm hoping, doesn't it sometimes, like, skip a generation?
Yeah.
I mean, so I'm hoping, like,
she's just checking it out right now?
She's checking it out, but apparently, like, it's really bad, like, a case in her family. And the doctor's like, you know, you need to get checked out right. for this if that's in your genetics and whatever. And, like, she's definitely wanted to slack about it. She's like, you know what? I just want to live life. I don't want to worry about the future, you know. But there's just sometimes, I mean, I understand, you know, like, you just don't want to do it. But, I mean, there's just certain things that you have to do to figure it out. And so you can work on, okay, if this is going to be a problem.
You better get it first.
Yeah, right but away. I'm hoping, like, maybe it will, like, skip her.
So what's her choice between NYU or, like, continuing do production? Because she was really good at the editing, like you said. I remember when they went to Vegas, and she still had to work for Brandy's character.
That.
What was the lady's name?
It was a senator something.
Brandy was the worst.
I know. I couldn't, honestly.
She's awful on the game, too.
Exactly. And when I saw her on there, I'm just like, it's Brandy. Like, I'm sorry, you're not a character. Like,
it's
you're
like,
Brandy.
How did Brandy do good even in the Moesha days?
She got a little Moesha.
That's before
Moesha,
your time.
Okay? I know, I remember Moesha. She got, you know, real cute in Moesha. But that's the only thing. That was before, like, and then I, like, really saw her as Brandy. And I'm like, you cannot be on 90210. Like, you're Brandy. Like, you just need to be Brandy in there,
she
you know?
Was bad. It was
It was all bad. But basically, you know, she wants to go to NYU. She got accepted. But it's the fact that, you know, I feel like all this cancer talk is really setting her back. And she's just really wanting to jump right into something. And I feel like this job that Liam got her is just jumping right into it instead of doing what she really passionately wants to do, is go to NYU.
Got it.
So I feel like everything, you know, the cancer and all this talk of like living life is kind of pushing her back from going to NYU. That's honestly what I feel about the situation. So I hope, you know, I mean, her doctor was just being nice and wanted her to get healthier and work out those issues that she has, and hopefully she does. You know, we'll see, you know, next episode if she works it out. Another person who is working it out is Ivy. Now this girl, she always has a new man every single episode. It's really what it is.
I haven't caught up. What happened with Raj? They're not married, or was that his name?
Exactly, Raj. Honestly, I have no idea if they're
married. How do you just write him off the show or whatever?
They really wrote him off. And I really liked him.
I thought I just, you know, you watch the show more than me. I thought I just missed out. But no, they really, no, he was just gone really, here today, gone tomorrow.
I mean, I don't understand that. Like, they really was like, okay, you have cancer, but now you're leaving and telling Ivy one thing. Like, I really thought they were going to even bring him back.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, do you think he's, like, done?
I haven't seen no IMDb credits for new episodes or anything. So, yeah, I don't know. He's not going to come back anytime soon.
That's a, honestly.
But they're married, in
but
theory.
That's a horrible way of even cutting that off, because it was so major. Like, right. You think maybe they'd, like, I don't know, make that into a whole nother story. But yet they're making Ivy come out to be this cheater. Like, you know, like, doesn't even care that she was married, you know, to somebody who has cancer. I mean, where the hell is he now?
And she was so down with him. She was always, like, very sacrificial.
Exactly. And
everyone
still
else is
what?
They're all 21?
Yeah. And well, they're, like, almost. I don't even think they're 21 yet.
19, 20.
Yeah.
Like, so she was the one who was really good at being wifey, sacrificial. And now, all of a sudden,
exactly.
No.
But the whole reason it ended is because, you know, Raj was like, we can't be together. I don't want to be with you. So I do understand how she's moving on. But at the same time, he was lying because he had cancer again.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if, like, they're really just trying to think that he had cancer and, like, you know.
Wow, 90210 doing two cancer.
Yeah, exactly.
Topics.
You know, I mean, well, cancer is a lot these days.
No,
you know?
No, that's good. They 90210 gets storylines in that are relevant.
They
and
really do.
They keep it fun and crazy and slapping and sex and the whole deal.
Exactly. They make it a little
that's why you love it.
Crazy. I do. That's exactly why I love it. But, I mean, yeah, the whole Raj thing, it just really trips me out, because I was really hoping, you know, they would really try to work it out and she was going to still be involved with him. But now she's just running around with all these random-ass guys. Like, tonight, like, it was the guy who basically messed up her art, and now she's like taking it in and being like, okay, yeah, I want to do graffiti on the streets. Like, okay, I get that, Ivy, and I get you like to take risks, but she just really needs to calm it down, because obviously she's gonna fall in love with this guy after she fell in love with the photographer, and she fell in love with her husband, whom I'm guessing it's still her husband, you know. And basically, I don't like him, the new guy. I mean, he's very hot, don't get me wrong, he's super cute. And he has really nice lips. He's really cute. Like, really cute. But he has a really ugly attitude, and I feel like he's, like, into himself. But, I mean, that's just my opinion. And I don't think Ivy needs a guy like that, because she's very down-to-earth. Ivy is a very down-to-earth girl. And she's, like, you know, that little hipster, hippie type. She doesn't need a guy who's all into himself. Even though he's really trying to be hipster, he's not. He just seems, like, really just thinking he's way too cool for school, and wanted her basically to come out and do graffiti, and she did, and I give her props for taking, you know, the risk and that adrenaline rush, you know, running away from the cops. That was pretty cute, but I don't approve of the relationship, Ivy. I really don't. I think you need to slow it down and really figure out what you want to do in art, if that's what it is. I mean, you're really good at it, and she should keep it up. Other than that, though.
Yeah, she was the artsy girl. That was her role, and sweet, you know.
Exactly. And I really like her. I just don't feel like she needs to be running around with this guy. He seems a little bit too crazy for her. I mean, other than that, I mean, the whole episode was really great. I mean, there's good stories. So the next episode coming up, I mean, it's going to be a really good couple of episodes
Can you catch me up on Annie? What's going on in her world?
Well, Annie, she basically, as I was saying earlier, she wants to build a charity because she got the trust money. Fund, yes, from the lady. And basically, it's just feeling.
So did she beat out the guy? Because there was the guy that was, what was he? He was dating her, but then really, he was just trying to get info on her so he could get the money. It was his grandma's money, right? Or something?
Right. It was his grandmother's money, but I mean, they didn't take care of her at all, his grandma. They never took care of her. Right. And Annie
so she
was
got
always
the money?
There. Yeah, she got the money.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So basically, this Preston guy, he owns this charity company who doesn't do anything about the charity, like doesn't even show up to any of his charity events. And she's really trying to bring him in. His name is Preston. And
basically, was that the one that was played by the actor Nick Zano?
That his name?
I think so. Oh, okay.
He was the bartender?
Yes, yeah.
Okay,
He did a couple episodes on Melrose Place also.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I think I remember him.
Did you watch Melrose Place?
I watched the two episodes and then I was like, this is so stupid, especially with Ashley Simpson in it.
Well, I didn't like Ashley Simpson, but
she
I liked
cannot
Melrose
act.
Place. My thing with 90210 is I couldn't watch it when it was in the high school days, maybe because I'm just too old now.
Maybe.
But
I
like it now. Like 90210 as their 1920, I'm into it a little more.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, high school is it was very high school. You know what I mean? But I loved it because I loved my high school days. So I could relate to that, definitely.
I love mine too, but it was like a long time ago.
Well,
now.
Exactly. And see, mine was like 3
yesterday.
Years ago. Yeah. So, you know, I could relate. I was actually watching it while I was in high school. So,
yeah, but I like the
I'm kind of growing
now.
Up with 90210. You
yeah,
know, it's like we're
life.
A family. You know, yeah, it's kind of like my life a little bit. I don't know, not too much of that drama, but yeah. So Annie, you know, hopefully she wants to get this bag company going, and basically all the proceeds will go to charity. So she wants to do something good out of the money that she earns. But then this guy's really trying to tell her, you know what? Don't be so discomfort with the thing that you have money. Like, he's just saying, like, you can't be uncomfortable, you know, of spending it. He's like, if you want to spend the money, spend the money. He's like, don't always think.
Oh, because she's new money. And that's tough.
Yeah, and she's not comfortable
with
it.
How is she new money for Beverly Hills? That's my question.
Well,
really?
Her family was very normal. They didn't have a lot of money. I mean, obviously, she went to Beverly Hills and they lived in a nice house, but I mean, her parents got a divorce and,
well,
you know,
I guess
her
like
father
the first,
got,
yeah.
you know, his job taken away. And it's just a bunch of drama to where now she has all this money and doesn't know what to do with it. And she's just kind of freaking out. And I feel like it's kind of teaching her the ropes. But at the same time, I don't agree with the way he's teaching her about it.
Will he brainwash her, you think?
I don't think so. Annie's very strong.
Yeah.
I mean, she falls into a couple of things and gets herself in trouble. But
like the prostitution.
That,
was that
yeah.
real? she fell in love with the guy, though, right?
That. No, she started actually using him.
Oh,
I didn't
make it around to that episode, I guess.
I know. She really started using him. And I was like, girl, like, you are getting yourself stuck in this position that you shouldn't be getting yourself into. So it's just ridiculous. But, I mean, right now she has a good head on her shoulders. She knows how to control her money. And I really hope this whole bag thing pops off. And they're going to work together. So
I know you're going to jump to commercial in a little
yes.
bit. Can you just give me your favorite characters? Like, who do you love? Who do you relate to the most? Or just kind of, who's your favorite? Who brings the drama?
You know who I really like because I can relate to her? I love Silver's personality because she's very, I mean, she acts older for her age, which I'm pretty mature for my age too. And she's just a really good friend to people. You know what I mean? She's really there for people. She's really there for her friends. Like, her friends can tell her anything and they can trust her with that. That's like qualities I love about Silver. But then I love Naomi, because I love fashion and, like, you know, I have that personality sometimes where, I mean, you know, she's kind of gives a, I'm not the slutty vibe, you know, I mean, she's not really slutty, but, you know, she kind of likes her thing. But I just love her attitude and, like, her style and the way she just lives lavish. Like,
right.
That's another part of me that I'm like, okay, I really like that. That's kind of what I want to go to someday, you know, be lavish and really fashion forward. And I really love that about her. But Silver's overall personality is one of my favorite characters because she's always thinking about other people. You know what I mean? Always
right.
putting other people first.
So you're a little Silver and a little Naomi.
Yeah.
I do like how Naomi, when she walks into a room, she's like a star.
Oh, exactly.
And that's you. That's
yeah.
you. So
pretty much, you know, that's the other half, you know. But then I am down to earth like Silver, too.
Yeah.
So it's like in between, but those two are my favorite.
Two sides of you. Can I ask you one more question
yeah.
before we do commercial about, like, the representation of Los Angeles? Like, you think that 90210, this second running of 90210 is hitting it Like, you're always out. Like, you go out, you hit, you know, different clubs, restaurants, mm-hmm. or whatever. Is 90210 capturing it all right?
You know, they do a lot of, they haven't done a lot of outside scenes. I haven't really seen that much. I mean, they do a lot of parties, like, at Naomi's house and, or, like, little events here and there around the colleges that they go to. You know, but I feel like they're not hitting it enough. Like, I want to see like them where? Go where? Out more. Like, I want to see them go out to, like, a nightclub or something like that. I mean, I know it's not very like reality based, but I feel like
it doesn't matter. I thought it was cool with when the OC was on. They always try to plug different locations, but not only that, they would plug music, and that's what the original 90210 did with the Peach Pit. They would have like artists that would come through, and I don't think 90210 is doing that. That's what I'd like to see.
No, it's very like either Naomi's house, the school, the bar. Like they have set places where it's really that they don't get out much. I feel. It's just always in, like, the same kind of areas, which I wish they would, like, maybe go to restaurants more. Or, you know, they do a little bit more shopping here and there, like, in Beverly Hills or in, like, the Sherman Oaks area. Like, you know, they do, like, shopping there. But I really wish they'd hit it more, like, in the Beverly Hills area. Because I'm not very familiar with, like, the Beverly Hills area.
Oh, right.
You know, so I'd like to see more of that.
Cool.
I feel. Yeah. I like questions. Ask me questions.
No, it's because I watched a lot of 90210, the original.
Yeah.
And then not as much of the new one. But I didn't like the high school days because...
Yeah.
But I like where they're at now.
I mean, yeah, now it's very new and very up to par with everything that's going on in the world right now. So.
But you're bringing it recap style. Shall we do a commercial in a second? Or
let's
what are you thinking?
Let's do it. Yeah, let's do the commercial. And when I come back, we'll definitely get into predictions.
Let's do it.
Yes.
After Buzz TV. Hi. I was once like you. A lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And, like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds. Like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzzTV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series with over 60 different aftershows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
Welcome back, everyone.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So... next week's about to be insane with so many fights and a psychic. Yes, a psychic. Like, they definitely are going to be wanting to know what's in their future, which is about to be hilarious because I definitely know Naomi was one of the ones to ask how, like, her event company was going and everything like that. So I'm excited to see.
She doesn't go to school no more?
I don't think so. I believe she dropped out. I think so.
Or did they just write that off the show, too? I heard Gossip Girl. I was listening to Roxy.
Yeah.
She was saying how the original seasons, they were in school, and then all of a sudden, they just weren't in school no more.
Oh, like in Columbia? Yeah, they really... You know what? I didn't notice that, and I... Honestly, they did.
Like, if research is like, oh, yeah, no one wants to see anyone in college. I don't know. Like, right. I wonder if CW has to...
Well, I mean, I feel... There's definitely some college stuff there, but there was more college stuff at, like, the very beginning of the college season. But now I feel like it's getting more into, like, careers.
Yeah, which is more exciting. And truth be told, on the original 90210, I watched all the high school episodes. Then when they went to... I guess they called it CU instead of UCLA. I didn't like those... two or three seasons, but then once they got into career and drug problems and
all. Yeah, it's really interesting. They're definitely, but I feel like they're moving too fast.
Really?
You know, I feel like they could have done a couple more college episodes and really, I mean, they did it well at merging it into careers, but they could have done it more smoothly. I felt like it was just kind of like, okay, now Naomi's going to do this and Silver's going to do this and Naveed's leaving.
It would have been cool to transition that from college problems. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't really see that, right?
Exactly. We didn't. I mean, we saw a little bit of sorority drama, you know.
But that was so weak. That was Naomi and that girl.
Yeah.
That wasn't that.
Yeah, Holly. thank God she hasn't been back yet. But I feel like they've been writing off a lot of people, like Austin and Naveed. And
wait, Naveed's gone?
Well, he's going to Princeton.
Oh.
So that's definitely not in.
So his contract's up.
I guess so. I mean, he kind of got on my nerves. So
and whatever happened to Dustin Milligan, the original, like, I guess you would say Liam's character or whatever. Not really character.
Oh.
Like, he left the show, I think.
Oh, yeah. He was done after, like, a couple episodes.
Was that a smart move?
Ethan. His name was Ethan on the show.
Yeah.
It was pretty smart. He was kind of boring. He was just kind of like, yeah, you know, I'm the jock.
But actor-wise, have we seen him at all? Anywhere?
No, he's done.
And the character was boring, is what
you're saying. Mm-hmm. I did not like it. But there's definitely going to be a bunch of fights next episode. We have Preston, whom is the guy who's working with Annie, which I thought maybe there's a possible hookup coming up in some of the seasons. I could be wrong, because Naomi and Jen are going to be fighting over him this next episode, which I feel they're both going to end up not with him. That's how
I feel. Wait, the sisters? Have they done that before, though? I feel like the sisters...
Yes, I feel like they have.
This is kind of the same.
I feel like they have, and I feel like it never happens to go either of their ways. I feel like they're going to fight, but then they're not going to get the boy. And I feel like Annie's going to get the boy. So that's what I actually think is about to happen. Quote me on that, because...
You're probably going to be right.
I'm probably going to be right. And they're going to get neither of him. I mean, they might both hook up with him and that might be funny, but they're not going to stay with him at all. And then we have Adriana and Vanessa fighting, because Adriana's on to Vanessa.
So Adriana's the only one who could kind of see what kind of game she's
because
playing.
She found out this past episode that... She was like, oh, Vanessa was at the same hotel that they were supposed to go to meet with that guy. So basically, Vanessa totally set Adriana and Dixon up, and Adriana's on it. Because, you know, Adriana's very schemey. So she can come up with other schemers, too.
But is she only schemey? I feel like, you know, you were talking about different sides of personality. I feel like Adriana is sweet somewheres, or am I just complete? You watch it more than me.
Yeah, it's way down there, the sweetness, okay? But she has always been an ultimate schemer, like, you know, setting up her friends, you know, taking people's boyfriends.
Isn't she apologetic over that?
No.
She's
never, when it came to Silver, yes, she was apologetic. But other than that, it took her a long time to apologize to Silver. A long time. So basically, Adriana will not be scared to let this girl know. She's going to be like, you know what? I'm a schemer too. And I know you're onto something. What is it? And
I guess I just appreciate with Adriana that she was kind of giving up her music career. And then because Dixon had the drug problem, she just kind of rose to the occasion. And now, because now she's back in the whole music thing, right?
Well, yeah. And now I feel she is better. She is a better person now. But she obviously knows the old her, and I feel like she's seen it in this Vanessa girl, and she knows what's going on. She's not stupid, but she has gotten a lot better, a lot sweeter. Her and Silver are finally friends again, and I feel like she's getting her life together right now.
Do you even think this Vanessa girl is cute, though? That's the question. For Liam, you said, you know, Liam modeling, killing it,
you know,
good abs, the whole thing, and then Vanessa's not really bringing it.
She's just kind of like the... Hi, I'm Vanessa. Like,
you hate Vanessa.
Yeah, I just don't like her. I mean, she's cute, though. She's cute. But I definitely liked Annie more for Liam.
Yeah.
Or Naomi.
Which is going to happen again at some point, right?
I hope so. I hope that happens. Unless Annie hooks up with this Preston guy, because I could see something going on with that.
Strong prediction.
Well, I can't wait till they like start like marrying and then they have kids. I'm sure that will come, right? At some point. Like a long time.
That's how it happened in the original 90210. Yeah? They got into some weddings and kids.
See?
It got a little boring, but then you bring in new characters. They brought in Vanessa Marcil, and man, her character was just insane. Anyways, that's the old 90210.
Yes.
I'm showing my age right now.
Yeah, it's okay. No worries. So that's pretty much for next week. We'll see what happens with all of that. As I said, you know, there are going to be a lot of fights, so stick around. It's going to be a crazy episode, and I can't wait to see the juicy.
I do love how much passion you have for this show makes me want to watch, like, not miss on my DVR.
Oh, yeah. No.
90210. I got to plug in again.
It's happening because I can't wait to talk about it with you next week.
We're doing it. Cool.
And I will be here Wednesday next week. So tune in Wednesday.
Do you want to plug your Twitter account for our iTunes people?
Yes. And hit me up on Twitter, Nicolette Gaona. And that's my Twitter name.
That's a fun name.
Nicolette Gaona.
What do they call you as a nickname? Nick? Do you get called Nick?
Nico. Nick sometimes.
So I can't call you Nick. Okay.
You can call me Nick, but it has to be like the N-I-C.
That, of course.
Yes.
Okay.
So Nick or Nico, but I get a lot of Nick.
All right. A lot of fun with this 90210 after show. You bring it. By yourself.
I love
cool.
it. I love it. And people, call in. Don't be afraid. If you want to say your opinions on here, please call in. Because I'd love to talk to you, you know.
Rate Nicolette.
Sometimes get sick of talking to him. You
know? Rate Nicolette an 11, 1 out of 5.
Yay.
Give her a 15. All right.
Thanks. Yes, go into iTunes. Don't forget.
Thank you, Nick.
Thanks.
Later.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.